From the studios at Colorado Public Radio in Denver, I'm Amy Scott, in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, January 1st. Happy New Year. With 2018 now in the rearview mirror, it's official. It was the worst year for the U.S. stock market since the 2008 financial crisis, with all three major indices down for the year. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour joins me from our bureau in New York to help make sense of the economic year gone by and what's ahead in 2019. Hi, Sabri.
Hi, Amy.
Though we've been in a really, really long bull market, the end of the year was kind of rough for the markets. Talk about what happened.
Well, 2018 kicked off with a bang. We had just gotten this major tax cut oriented mostly towards businesses. Then in February, there was this major increase in government spending, almost $300 billion. And this all was, whether it was intended this way or not, this was stimulus for the economy. It was a lead foot on the gas pedal. And so for several quarters, the economy grew at 4%, 3.5%. It was great.
So a great start. And then?
And then there's the and then number two. The president started escalating trade conflicts, tariffs on steel, tariffs on aluminum, threatened to blow up NAFTA, tariffs on Chinese products, tariffs on more Chinese products, threatened tariffs on cars and auto parts. You mentioned the stock market. This is what is clearly troubling the stock market, because when you don't know what's going to happen with tariffs and trade, it means not only do you not know how much prices are going to rise, but if you're a multinational business, then you do not know what to do with your supply chains.
And that uncertainty continues going into 2019. What kinds of things should we be looking forward to or maybe bracing ourselves for?
First of all, that government spending, it's going to actually keep driving the economy further into this year. There's usually a lag between when spending is passed and when it kicks in. But how will the economy react when it subsides? We don't know. What will happen to trade? Will we work something out with China? Will tariffs on China rise further? Will they retaliate further? Will we get auto tariffs? All of those questions, all of them, are also big questions at the Federal Reserve, which has to figure out, given all these variables, how much more to raise interest rates. If they overshoot, we will get a recession. If they undershoot, we could get inflation. So, you know, a lot of people are actually wondering if we'll get a recession in 2019. I have to emphasize that the fundamentals of the economy are still looking very strong right now. But with all of this uncertainty, people wonder.
And we've been talking about mostly the U.S. economy, but what about internationally?
You know, a lot of what happens in the U.S. affects the international economy and vice versa. And depending on what the Federal Reserve feels it needs to do with interest rates and what European central banks decide to do and what Japan decides to do, we could see more distress in emerging markets. You know, you got to remember that interest rates help determine currency values. And this is a time when rising interest rates have been pulling capital out of vulnerable and dysfunctional emerging markets, Turkey and Argentina last year. So we should keep an eye on that. Then there's Brexit. The UK is the world's fifth largest economy. March 29th, they are leaving the EU and all the rules governing goods and services evaporate. Joe Bruswellis is a chief economist at RSM US. He said he thinks people are really underestimating the risks here.
Essentially, walls will go up all around the island economy. It will affect everything from transportation, the shipments of food, fuel, and medicine. And this is a real significant risk.
He also pointed out to me when I talked to him that German, Japanese, and French economies all contracted in the third quarter. Commodity markets are softening. He says that's a warning sign we may not get sustained global growth at a high level. Another item to watch, China, what happens with its economy. It's applied stimulus to counteract pressure from the trade conflict and an economic slowdown that was already in the works. We'll see how they pull out of that. So, I mean, big picture here, we have a lot of things to worry about this 2019.
And a very happy new year to you too, Sabri. Thanks so much.
Very welcome.